Using the stab and part in the scene. This mic hitting the moon while Billie Jean up on the screen. Like, good ain't good enough. The snakes ain't drilling us. I'm focused, baby. You on that woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff. Put me in the Guinness book. He made me this crazy. Ayy, it's just history, baby. All the rumors that you heard is true. I'm the hype, I'm the living proof. Don't hate me cause he made me this crazy. Made me this crazy. I'm making history, baby. Yeah, we're making history, baby. Making history, baby. Yeah, ain't no mystery, baby. We making history lately. Yeah, cause we're the rookies of the year. All I see is devils in my rear. Yeah, we making history, baby. It's just history, baby. All I know is I got it. Just give me a dime in my pocket. We making history, baby. It's just history, baby. Yeah. All I know is I got it. Just give me a dime in my pocket. Ay, we making history, baby. We making history, baby, yeah. Yeah. All the rumors that you heard is true. I'm the hype, I'm the living proof. Don't hate me cause he made me this crazy. Yeah, it's just history, baby. All the rumors that you heard is true. I'm the hype, I'm the living proof. Don't hate me cause he made me this crazy. Made me this crazy. I'm making history, baby. Yeah, we making history, baby. We making history, baby. I'm making history, baby. Yeah, ain't no mystery, baby. We making history lately. Yeah, cause we're the rookies of the year. All I see is devils in my room. Yeah, we making history, baby. It's just history, baby.
Visalia looking to continue to make history here in 2024 as they look to make the postseason for the first time since 2019. Coming up next, it is a series finale between the Fresno Grizzlies and the Visalia Rawhide. Good evening, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Not only the series finale, but the home regular season finale for the Visalia Rawhide as they'll wrap up the season next week at Rancho Cucamonga. But we got to go through the ball game yesterday. Visalia, they were no hit in the first three innings of the ball game. However, they would end up turning around in inning number four. But before we get to that run, we'll talk about the first run of the ball game, where the Fresno Grizzlies, who got on the board first with Aiden Longwell, a single on the first at-bat of the ball game, and he would end up scoring a little bit later on. Braylon Wimmer would have a single as well in the frame. Two hits in the frame for the Fresno Grizzlies. But as mentioned, a no-hitter through the first three frames from starting pitcher Brian Perez, and Demetrio Crisantes would expand his on-base streak to 51 straight games on a no-doubt solo home run over the left field wall. It would be the first of five straight hits from Visalia to begin that inning. Demetrio Crisantes, Angel Ortiz, Drew Jones, Ben McLaughlin, and Kenny Castillo all getting a base hit for the Rawhide during that frame. So the Rawhide, a 3-0 ball game at the end of the fourth inning. The Rawhide would tack on three more runs in the bottom half of the seventh inning, including a solo home run from Angel Ortiz that was hit over the right field pasture. So the Rawhide, a 6-1 lead at the time, and then the Grizzlies would tack on two more runs in the top half of the eighth inning. Daniel Nunez, 6 2/3 in last night's ball game, 6 hits and 1 earned run in last night's ball game, and then Rio Britton would come in and piggyback to close out the ball game. 2 1/3 innings of work for Rio Britton. So the Rawhide pick up the win. Rio Britton picked up his first professional save, his first since 2022 when he was with the Oregon Ducks. The final score last night, Visalia 6, Fresno 3. And as a result, they're already inching that much closer to a playoff spot, with the magic number currently being at 6. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings, and we'll get you ready for the series finale right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Game 6 and 6 on the way. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Four home games down, one to go. It is the regular season home finale right here at Valley Strong Ballpark on this Sunday afternoon. And let's get you updated on the California League standings, where yesterday, we'll start off in the north for the first time in this series, the San Jose Giants were the first team to clinch the second half title with a record of 33-26, a six-game lead over the Modesto Nuts as a result of yesterday's Grizzly loss. That was a difference maker despite San Jose losing against Rancho. So San Jose and Modesto will be the two teams representing the Cal North in the postseason in 2 weeks' time. Meanwhile, in second place, Modesto's 27-32. Third place, Fresno Grizzlies, they're 26-33. And then in fourth place, the Stockton Forts, 19-40. Meanwhile, in the South, Stings are still up in the air at the moment. We start off in the South, where Lake Elsinore is 35-24. They have a one-game lead over Visalia after suffering a loss last night, and the Rawhide picking up the win. Meanwhile, in third place, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, they are 32-27. Not out of the playoff picture yet, but they are two games back of Visalia. And then lastly, in fourth place, the Inland Empire 66ers, almost out of the playoff race, but not just yet. They're all you can talk about later this afternoon. Talking about the California League standings, let's take a look at the California League scoreboard here on this Sunday afternoon. Visalia and Fresno will be the first teams to get underway, but in exactly 1 hour, it'll be San Jose and Rancho getting underway. So that is a crucial game we'll check on once they get underway. It will be Uber Mejias on the mound for the Giants. Meanwhile, out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, a 1:15 first pitch between the Storm and the Nuts. And then lastly, out in Stockton, it will be a 6:05 first pitch between the Ports and the 66ers. It will be Finley versus Vargas on this Sunday afternoon. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where Visalia, the first one to get underway as well. It will be AAA, the next game to get underway at 12:35, Albuquerque and Reno. At the IA level, Hillsboro and Vancouver will get started at 1:05. And then lastly, at 4:05 local time, it will be Amarillo and Arkansas on this Sunday afternoon. Starting pitchers for today's ballgame, for the second time in the series, we'll see Stu Flesland. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the right-hander Denny Lorando, who will look to become the first Rawhide pitcher to record 100 strikeouts in 2024. It is game 6 of 6. Fresno, Visalia coming up next right here at VisaliaRawhide.com and on MyTV 53. Enjoy the game, everybody. For the singing of our national anthem.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Of 65 has officially arrived. It is the regular season home finale from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, California. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Joe Gonzalez with you on this Sunday afternoon, and happy to bring you some Rawhide Baseball to finish off your week. And with that, let's go into tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off will be the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. Aiden Longwell will join him on the right side of the infield. He'll bat two. Braylon Wimmer will be the shortstop at the three spot. Then it'll be Felix Tena at the cleanup spot. Blake Wright, the third baseman, will bat five. Tommy Hopfe will move from left field to center field this afternoon. Meanwhile, at catcher, it'll be Juan Castillo. Jason Hinchman will be the left fielder. And then lastly, it'll be the DH, Ben McCabe, batting at the dying spot for the Fresno Grizzlies. For Visalia, it'll be the right-hander Denny Lerondo, who's looking to become the first Rawhide pitcher this season to record 100 strikeouts. He enters the afternoon with 96 punchouts here in 2024. And Visalia looking for the series win after suffering the series loss back in May, 2-4. They're looking to change the tide here and bring down that magic number to less than 6, which is what it currently stands here on this Sunday afternoon. So Denny Lerondo will step onto the mound, and Tevin Tucker will get ready to step up to the plate. 64 regular season games here at Valley Strong Ballpark dating back to April 9th. And here on this September 1st, we get ready for the final regular season home game of the year. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1, officially underway here at 12:10 p.m. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting, painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moya at 559-740-0311. Time will be called here by Tevin Tucker. Home plate umpire for today's ballgame, Zach Hovick. Meanwhile, first is Caleb George. The 1-0 deal on the way, and that one is the 0-1 pitch is inside for ball one, 1-1. It'll be the matchup between Stu Flesland and Denny LaRondo here on this Sunday afternoon. Second time in this series, we'll see Stu Flesland on the mound. He was Tuesday night's pitcher, and now this ball is grounded over to third. Ruben Santana, a backhander, and throw across the diamond in time. So one down here in the frame brings up Aiden Longwell to the plate, and that gives us a chance to look at the numbers for Denny LaRondo here in 2024. The 6'2 righty out of Villa Clara, Cuba. Take a look at the starting defense for the Rawhide. Alberto Barriga behind the plate. Ben McLaughlin at first. Demetrio Crisantis at second. At shortstop is Christopher Torin. Ruben Santana is third. Then it goes Jefferson Pena, Anderson Rojas, and Angel Ortiz with Kenny Castillo, the DH for today's ballgame. That pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. It is 1-0. Danny LaRondo, 6'2", 180. The 21-year-old right-hander out of Villa Clara, Cuba, claimed off of waivers in December of 2023. That one swung on and missed for Longwell, and the count is now 1-1. LaRondo's fourth year in professional baseball. He started off his first season in 2019 with the New York Yankees organization. That pitch downstairs for ball two, 2-1. Originally signed by New York on July 2nd of 2018. Two balls, one strike with one away. The upcoming pitch on the way from LaRondo to Longwell, and that one is low for a ball. It is now 3-1. He spent 4 years in the Yankees organization before the Diamondbacks claiming him back in December, as I just recently mentioned. 3-1 with one away. LaRondo will stare down Longwell before the deal home. Here's the pitch, and that one's outside for ball four, so a five-pitch walk will put Longwell on base, the first walk of the ball game, and it'll bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. To bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate, a guy who's batting 290 on the year, with 14 home runs and 63 RBIs for the Grizzlies. One down here in the frame. LaRondo gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. That one is skied up into right field. Retreating backwards is Angel Ortiz. He'll have plenty of room to work with as he's able to make the grab. And there's now two down here in the inning as it brings up Felix Tena to the plate. So Denny LaRondo enters this ballgame 5-5 with a 3.80 ERA. 22nd start of the year. 85 and a third innings of work for LaRondo. And the 96 strikeouts compared to his 62 walks. And LaRondo has a chance to get to the 100 strikeouts. We've seen some impressive pitching performances from LaRondo so far this year. As you see a pickoff attempt over there at first base, as diving back in safely is Longwell. The most impressive performance of the year, not only for LaRondo, but as a Rawhide pitcher in general. Denny LaRondo, 11 strikeouts on June 20th. The pitch on the way, that one's bounced outside for ball one, 1-0. That is the most strikeouts in a single game by a Rawhide pitcher this year. The second most is Casey Anderson's 10 strikeouts three outings ago. One ball, no strikes, a two-way. LaRondo will look over at first base to get ready for the deal home. The pause at the belt, and here's the deal. And LaRondo's pitch barely misses inside for ball two, 2-0. LaRondo's last outing against Inland Empire on August 25th. Five innings of work, three hits, no earned runs in that ballgame, three strikeouts and a walk. 2-0, a two-way. LaRondo working from the middle of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that one misses inside for a ball. It is now 3-0. LaRondo hasn't walked multiple batters in a ballgame since August 11th against Modesto, August 4th against Stockton. He walked four batters in that ball game, in a ball game that Visalia ended up losing. The 3-0 pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball four, so it's a second walk by LaRondo of the inning, and it will now bring up Blake Wright to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Blake Wright, the former Clemson Tiger, who's already had two home runs so far here in the series, will get ready for the first pitch of the at-bat. Rondo holds at the chest, gets ready for the stare down on Blake Wright. Here's the deal home, and Wright way out in front of that one. The count now 0-1.
What? Do you want to go to war?
Talk about that ball game against Stockton on August 4th. It was a ball game that Rondo suffered the loss. And the Rawhide ended up losing to Stockton, final score 7-5. 0-1 with 2A. A little disengagement here as Rondo will step his right foot off the rubber. Rawhide currently on a two-game Sunday winning streak, winning last Sunday, final score 15-1. It was the largest margin of victory this year. Wright gets underneath that one, lets it into right field. Running over is Angel Ortiz. He's there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. We'll head to the bottom half of inning number one, where we'll see the Rawhide offense for the first time this afternoon. Listen to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places.
Final regular season home game of the season, and it will be led off by Christopher Torin at the one spot. Stu Fleslin on the mound for the second time in this series. And his first pitch on the way is hit to the left side and foul. The count is 0-1. Torin batting at the cleanup spot or at the leadoff spot for the 28th time this season. So far in this series, we've seen Christopher Torin, Anderson Rojas, and Yancel Luis at the number one spot for Visalia. Third straight game that Luis is not in the lineup. Continues to deal with a lower body injury as that one is fouled back to the right side, 0-2. Last time we saw Yancel Luis in the lineup was on Thursday night in the ballgame that the Grizzlies ended up defeating Visalia, final score 11-2. 0-2 pitch on the way to Torin, and that one is in the dirt for a ball. It is 1-2. Torin so far this season batting .253 with four home runs and 46 RBIs on the year. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Fleslin. Torino will lift that one into left field. Backing up is a left fielder, Jason Hinchman. And he'll be there for the grab. There's one down here in the inning. And we get ready to go through the Rawhide starting lineup. Christopher Torin bats to the one spot. Anderson Rojas will bat second. At the three spot is Demetrio Crisantes. At the four spot, Angel Ortiz playing right field. Kenny Castillo will be the DH at the five spot. Ruben Santana will be the third baseman, batting sixth. Ben McLaughlin, seven. And then it is Alberto Barriga, the eight spot, and Jefferson Pena. Bats 9. One out pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Rawhide wearing the Sunday gold uniforms for what is likely the last time here in 2024. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the right side. Should be a fairly routine play for the first baseman who steps on the bag, and there's two down in the inning for Aiden Longwell. Bring up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. He's currently on a 51-game on-base streak. The 19-year-old has found ways to get on base all season long. He's batting .347 with 6 home runs and 38 RBIs. And Crisanta is currently as well alongside his on-base streak. 9-game hitting streak. The first deal on the way is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Talk about these Sunday gold uniforms inspired by the Arizona Diamondback City Connect Serpientes uniforms that were introduced just a few years ago. The 1-0 pitch on the way as Crisantes will foul that one directly backwards. So the count will now move to 1-1. All right, introducing the Sunday golds this season. Last year, the Sunday uniforms were the alternate red tops with lasso R on the chest. 1-1 pitch on the way to Demetrio downstairs. This year, the gold tops. Black numbers in the back, the Rawhide snake font in the front, with the Arizona Diamondbacks A on the right sleeve, the Rawhide logo on the left. 2-1 pitch on the way to Crisantes. It gets underneath that one, pops it up on the infield. We'll see who called it off. Aiden Longwell has the shades on, and it's the catcher who ends up dropping it. He gave way at the last second to Juan Castillo. Luckily, that ball was right of the first base chalk for Castillo, and it drops foul. So the count now moves to 2-2, a two-way. You take a look at the replay there. That is right above the plane. Over the home plate umpire, Zach Hovick, was the one who ended up making the call there. So with 2 balls and 2 strikes and 2-way, Crisantes will get ready for the deal here from Stu Flezlin. Here's the deal home, and Crisantes will lift that one into right field. Backing up is Tana in right, and he'll be able to line that one up and make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. 3 up, 3 down from the starter Flezlin, and we're through an inning of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 0, Rawhide 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit. It's 43024.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number 2. Tommy Hopvey will lead things off here in the second. Danny LaRondo getting ready for his first pitch of the frame, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1. It'll be Tommy Hopvey, Juan Castillo, Jason Hinchman due up in the frame 6, 7, and 8. Tommy Hopvey made his professional debut earlier this week with the Fresno Grizzlies. The pitch on the way, that one is downstairs for a ball, and the count is 1-1. Tommy Hopvey debuted on a Thursday night in a ball game where he went 1-for-4, his first professional base hit, a double into left center field. He would eventually be caught trying to extend over to third base. Here's the deal home. Hopvey is swinging a miss, and the count now 1-2. Tommy Hopvey, the two-way star with the Fresno State Bulldogs. And now he gets ready for the 1-2 pitch here from Denny LaRondo, who looks for his first strikeout of the afternoon. Here's the deal. Home, swinging a miss on a ball in the dirt. Alberto Barriga will scoop it up and toss to first base in time. So there's the first strikeout of the afternoon for Denny Laurando. He's up to now 97, three shy of the century marker. So with one down here in the frame, and now bring up Juan Castillo to the plate. The most professional strikeouts in Laurando's career prior to this season, 68 Ks last year in 2023. So with one down, you got the catcher Juan Castillo stepping up to the plate. Here's the deal home, and that one's a bit inside for ball one, 1-0. Laurando already two walks here in this ball game as he walked both Aiden Longwell and Felix Tena back in the first. 1-0 with one away. Here's the pitch from Laurando. And that one is in there for a strike count now, 1-1. Juan Castillo, the 229 batting average, no home runs with three home runs. No RBIs and no home runs, three RBIs. That one is fouled off to the right side. Ben McLaughlin will give it a look. However, he'll end up running out of room for it. And the count is now 1 ball and two strikes with one away.
Take that ball to Valve's cover team store and collect your prize. Good Gallagher.
1-2 with one down. Laurando will stare down Castillo. Working from the windup. Here's the pitch home. And that one is swung on and missed. Strike three. So Laurando now back-to-back Ks here in inning number two. And now bring up Jason Hitchman to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Jason Hitchman steps up to the plate. 231 so far on the year with four home runs and 47 RBIs. Here comes the deal to Hitchman. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Talk about Hitchman, 95 games so far on the year. This is game number 96. He'll have a chance to get to the 100 club in games played next week. And now that one is popped up on the right side. McLaughlin, Corsantes nearby, Angel Ortiz will be the player who eventually is able to make the grab. It's a three-up, three-down frame here in inning number two. We head to the bottom half of the second inning. Fresno 0, Visalia 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Right to the bottom of the second inning here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Angel Ortiz will lead things off here in the second. Here comes the deal home from Flesland, and it's a swing and a miss for strike number one. Rawhide have not scored the first run of the ball game yet here in this series. It has been all Fresno in the first five games, and now that one misses downstairs for a ball. So the Rawhide will look to make that happen for the first time today. And the Rawhide also holding Fresno scoreless in the first two frames for the first time in this series. on El Ortiz, a swing and a miss, and the count is now 1-2. Angel Ortiz continues to bat at that cleanup spot for Visalia. We've seen several different players bat at the four spot this year. Ruben Santana, Angel Ortiz, Kenny Castillo as well. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes a pitch from Floodland, and Ortiz gets underneath it, pops it up on the left side of the infield. We'll see who calls it off here. It'll be the catcher, Juan Castillo, who makes the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning. Starting defense for the Fresno Grizzlies is Juan Castillo behind the plate. Aiden Longwell at first, Tevin Tucker at second, Braylon Wimmer at short, Blake Wright at third, and then it will be Jason Hinchman, Tommy Hoppe, and Felix Tena lining out the outfield for these Grizzlies. So with one down here in the inning, Kenny Castillo steps up for the first time in this ballgame. Flesland's pitch is waved on and missed. Strike number one. Flesland's 6'5", 207, the 22-year-old southpaw out of Spokane, Washington, was drafted in the 11th round of the 2023 MLB draft out of Washington. That pitch is fouled off to the right side. The count now 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one away here for Kenny Castillo. Base is empty. Rawhide looking for their first base runner of the afternoon. 0-2 pitch on the way, and Kenny will foul that one directly backwards. Flesland, his last three collegiate years spent with the Washington Huskies. It was 2020 campaign he spent with the Boise State Broncos. 0-2 pitch on the way from Flesland, and that one's a bit outside for ball one. 1-2. His 2023 campaign. All Pac-12 honors. He was also second in the league with 16 starts and 89 and two-thirds innings of work. 1-2 pitch on the way to Castillo, and that one misses outside for a ball. It is 2-2. His 2023 season, a 4.12 ERA, 89 and two-thirds innings of work, a 7-2 record during his time with the Huskies. And now Castillo will lift that one into center field. Underneath it is the center fielder, Tommy Hopvey, and he'll make the grab. There's two down here in the inning. Going through the professional numbers for Stu Flesland so far in 2024, he's 2-2 with a 4.01 ERA, 58 and a third innings of work, 60 strikeouts and 22 walks for the southpaw. So Ruben Santana will step up, batting sixth. Five straight batters retired by Flesland to begin the ball game. A two-out pitch on the way. Ground ball to the third base side. It'll be picked up by Blake Wright. His throw to first base is in time. And the Rawhide go down in order for the second straight frame. At the end of two, Fresno 2, Fresno 0, Visalia 0. We head to the third inning. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top half of the third inning. Ben McCabe will lead things off. It'll be McCabe, Tucker, and Aiden Longwell. Here's a pitch from Denny Lerondo, and that one is on the inside corner. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Ben McCabe so far on the year batting 185 with two home runs and 14 RBIs on the year. A 1 pitch on the way from Lerondo, and that one will miss outside for a ball. It's now 1-1. It's been a great week so far here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Great crowds throughout the first five games of the series on the Sunday afternoon. Not too bad of a crowd here on this Sunday. Enjoying the last regular season game of the season. Ride will have six more starting next week on Tuesday night against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, a crucial series out there as Rawhide will look to return to the postseason for the first time since 2019. That pitch upstairs for ball 3-1. It'll be 6:30 first pitches all next week out at Lone Mart Field with the exclusion of Sunday's season finale at 2 p.m. out in Rancho. Three balls, one strike with no outs. Here comes the pitch from Lerondo. And that one is swung on and a foul tip. The magic number entering the day for Visalia is 6. A win tonight, or win this afternoon, and a Rancho loss would bring it down to 4 games. The Rawhide would just need to win 2 games next week out of 6 in order to clinch the postseason. 3-2 with no outs. Here comes the deal home from Lerondo. And that one's on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. And there is number 99 on the season for Lerondo. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Take a look at the replay there, and Denny Lerondo painting the outside corner. There's one away. And now brings up Tevin Tucker to the plate, who so far this series, he's batting 2-for-14. Tries to lay down a bunt, and instead he fouls that one off to the right side, so the count is now 0-1. Tevin Tucker yesterday, an 0-for-3 ball game where he struck out twice. He was also hit by a pitch. Tevin Tucker was batting out of the 7th spot. This is the highest he's batted so far here in this series. 0-1 with one away. Lerondo disagrees with the first pitch from Barriga before he'll agree to the second. Working from the windup, the 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one's a bit inside for ball 1. 1-1 with one away. Rondo's ball game so far, 32 pitches, 17 strikes, 2 1/3 innings of work. 1-1 with one away. Here's the deal home from Lerondo, and that one is swung on and missed, strike number 2. A chance for 100 right here for Denny Lerondo. They try to strike out Tevin Tucker for the second out of the frame. 1-2 with one away. Lerondo working from the windup. Here's the deal home. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Barriga will throw over to first base in time. And there it is. Denny Lerondo, the first Rawhide pitcher in 2024 to reach 100 strikeouts. Out of the year for Denny Lerondo. Congratulations, Denny. A big congratulations to Denny Lerondo, the Rawhide strikeout leader, and he gets it done against Tevin Tucker. It's his 4th K of the afternoon. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Ground ball to the right side. Lerondo tried to get a hand on it. Grisantes was going trailing over to first base, and now Anderson Rojas will scoop that one up. So it is the first hit of the ball game for either club, and it comes in the top half of the third inning. Lerondo got a piece of it and just unable to get enough of it. You saw Crisantes tailing over to first base. And now we bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. We talk about the strikeouts from Denny Lerondo. He joins now 9 other pitchers in the California League with 100 Ks on the year. With 2 down in the frame, here comes the deal from Lerondo. And that one's a breaking ball that misses outside for ball 1-1-0. Barrett Kent is the strikeout leader in the California League with 123 for the Inland Empire 66ers, a player that Visalia has seen quite a bit in 2024. One ball, no strikes, a two-way. Here comes the deal home from LaRondo, and that one is outside for a ball. It is 2-0. The Rawhide won the series against Inland the season series against Inland Empire 21-9, a complete flop of what it was last year. The Rawhide lost the season series last year against the 66ers, and this year it was all Rawhide as that pitch is outside for a ball. The Rawhide won their first five games against Inland Empire, including the series sweep to begin the season April 5th through April 7th out in San Bernardino. Three balls, no strikes with two-way. Rondo holds at the belt. Here's the deal home, and that one is on the outside corner for ball four. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So bring up Felix Tina to the plate. Tina so far in this ball game has already walked. You look at his series so far, 6-21, including a 1-4 ball game yesterday. Tina gets ready for the deal home, and that pitch a bit inside for ball one, 1-0. So LaRondo now five straight balls.
What?
After giving up the hit in the form of Aiden Longwell. Talk about Felix Tena, top 10 in the California League in hits in the month of August. He finished the month with 27 hits. And now LaRondo's pitch is down. Low throw down to second. And the tag just a bit late. But good awareness there by Briga. And a really nice throw as well.
Boring.
Two balls, no strikes with two away.
Go back to work. Go back to work.
And now Barriga will make his way out to the beyond home plate to give his instructions here to his infield. 2-0 with two-way, six straight balls here by LaRondo. Looking to get out of a scoreless third inning right now and keep it a 0-0 game. And now Tano will foul that one off to the right side. The count now 2-1. You got Blake Wright currently awaiting on deck. The beginning of yesterday's ball game, Daniel Nunez had to work through quite a bit of traffic through his first three frames, but he only gave up one run in those three. 2-1 with two-way. Still looking for a first run of the game. And LaRondo's pitch is a breaking ball that misses outside for ball three, 3-1. LaRondo, the four-seam fastball, the curveball, changeup, sinker, and cutter for the right-hander out of Cuba. 3-1 with two-way. LaRondo holds at the belt with runners on first and second. Here's the deal home, and that one will get away for ball four, so the bases will now be loaded for Blake Wright. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And here comes the pitching coach, Tyler Mark, making his way out to the mound. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So to bring up Blake Wright to the plate for the second time in this ball game. Blake Wright already mentioned his first two professional home runs have come inside of this ballpark here at Valley Strong. A home run on Wednesday night and a home run on Thursday, back-to-back games with a home run for Blake Wright. Both of those home runs coming in his first two at-bats of the ballgame. Former Clemson Tiger, 4 years out of Clemson with both 24 and 23. He played in 60 games in both of those two seasons. Upcoming deal on the way from LaRondo. It's a breaking ball that misses outside for ball one and 1-0. His highest batting average was his previous spring season out there with the Tigers. 340 through 60 games in 2024, 22 homers and 75 RBIs. All three of those categories I just mentioned were the highest of his collegiate career. Played in just 12 games his freshman semester. Out of Clemson, 36 at-bats in that season with six hits and one home run. Rondo's pitch misses outside for ball three. He's working into some dangerous territory right here. Rondo. 11 straight balls here. And looking to get one in the zone right here to right with Tommy Hopfe waiting on deck. Looking to avoid walking in a run. And that one is bounced in for ball four. So Denny LaRondo has walked three straight batters. And to bring up Tommy Hopfe to the plate and make it 6-for-6 in the series that the Fresno Grizzlies have scored the first run of the ball game. So now you got Tommy Hopfe stepping up to the plate. In a ball game where he's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Tommy Hopfe so far in this series batting 2-for-11, including a 1-for-4 ball game yesterday. Here comes the deal home from LaRondo, and Hopfe is swinging a miss on a ball downstairs. He's been one of four strikeout victims from LaRondo in this ballgame. Hopfe a single in the fourth yesterday. Outside of that, he struck out and grounded out twice. No balls, one strike with two away. The pause from LaRondo gets ready for the deal home. And Hopfe a swing and a miss. Count now 0-2. This is the longest half inning of the ballgame here for the Fresno Grizzlies, with Hopfe being the seventh batter to step up to the plate. 0-2 with two down. Bases are loaded in a 1-0 ball game. Here's the deal from LaRondo. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt for Hopfe. Barriga won't have to throw to first base, and that will end the inning. Three strikeouts in the frame for Denny LaRondo, the newest 100-strikeout pitcher in the California League. We head to the bottom half of the third inning. Visalia trails Fresno 1-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. It's 43024.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we...
Well, the Rawhide have had to play from behind all series long, and this afternoon is no different of a story. Ben McLaughlin will lead things off for Visalia, and that pitch is inside for ball one, 1-0. Ben McLaughlin, Alberto Barriga, and Jefferson Pena due up in the inning here for the Hyde. Here comes the deal from Flesland, and that one's on the outside corner. It is in there for a strike 0-1. We talked about Stu Flesland during his time with the Washington Huskies. A 2023 Pac-12 leader in starts, where he was ranked second. Was at 4.12 ERA, which is the sixth lowest in the Pac-12. Oh, no balls. One ball and two strikes here. We talk about Ben McLaughlin, drafted in the ninth round of the 2024 MLB draft. He was pick number 284 for the Arizona Diamondbacks. In 2024, played in 60 games and 59 starts. A slow roller back at the mound, and Flesland, the sidearm throw to first, is in time. And there's now one down here in the frame. Brings up Alberto Barriga to the plate. who's making his third appearance of the series, his third appearance of the year, his second start of the season, second time here in this series. First time he's been behind the plate in this series. It's the first time this season that Visalia has had three active catchers when Barrigo was added to the roster on August 23rd. With one down here in the frame, here comes the deal. And Fleslin's pitch misses upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Earlier in the year, the Rivaje did have three catchers on the team, but only two of them were active, with Jeremiah Boyd being on the development list. That pitch inside for ball two, 2-0. Jeremiah Boyd would eventually be called up to AAA Reno. Currently in single A or high A Hillsboro at the moment. Two balls, no strikes with one away. Here comes the deal home to Barriga. That one's outside for ball 3-0. Jeremiah Boyd always had a smile on his face for the Rawhide team, and he also had a chance to get a couple ABs as well for the Rawhide before he would be moved up. The real pitch on the way. That one's outside for ball four, so a four-pitch walk for Barriga. We'll bring up Jefferson Pena to the plate. Yeah, that is Pleasant's first walk of the ball game. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Stu Pleasant on a Tuesday night, a ball game where he was 1-0. He pitched five innings of work in that ball game, gave up seven hits and three earned runs, five strikeouts on Tuesday night. That pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Talk about that ball game on Tuesday night. He gave up his first hit in inning number one. One ball, no strikes with one down. This ball's grounded up the middle. It's going to sneak on through for Pena. Rounding second is Barriga. He'll go over to third. And just like that, Visalia has runners on the corners with one away. It's something about in this series that they have required Fresno to get the scoreboard lit up first, and then that is when they throw their counter punch. The runner's on the corners now for Christopher Torin. First Rawhide hit of the ball game brought to you by Rosa Brothers DeVille Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Move. Your final regular season home moo of the year. You're very welcome. Been able to hear them all season long. Hopefully they've progressively gotten better. Probably not, but that's the hope. One out pitch on the way, and Torin a swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1. Christopher Torin so far in this series 4-16, including a 1-4 ball game yesterday for Torin. Torin a single in inning number five. That was his lone hit, and now Torin just pokes out one to the right side and foul, 0-2. Talk about Torin batting at the one spot. This is his 29th game of the year at that spot. He bats 239 whenever he's batting at the leadoff spot. 0-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball up the middle. There was a runner in motion, so no DP. The toss to first base is in time, but the Rawhide do score a run off the hit and run, and it's now a 1-1 ball game in the bottom of the third inning. Rawhide have been aggressive all second half, and it pays off perfectly right there. Torin just getting a piece of it. And the shortstop, Braylon Wimmer, only play was at first. So bases are now empty here for Anderson and Rojas in a tied ball game. So Anderson Rojas grounded out in his previous at-bat over to first, where Aiden Longwell made the put out. And now that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1.
$5 beer bats, moving forward.
No balls, one strike with two away. Stu Fleslin will steer down Anderson Rojas. Jefferson Pena over at second base. Here's the deal. And Rojas had us to spin out of the way of that pitch, and the count is now 1-1.
$5. The Joe Ross special, $5 beer bats, includes your first bill and all refills.
Anderson Rojas, 3-15 so far here in this series, with a 1-3 ball game yesterday. Fleslin looks at second. Here's the deal home. And Rojas takes that one on the outside corner in there for a strike, 1-2.
Take an awesome souvenir home with that $5 beer bat. $5
Talk about the ball game for Anderson Rojas yesterday. He was able to draw a walk and a single. He did have a stolen base yesterday, an RBI and a run. One and two, two-way. Fuslin working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home. And Rojas, a swing and a miss, strike three. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Visalia ties up the ball game 1-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. We had inning number four. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, dot com.
Uno de los 20 hospitales.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number four. Juan Castillo will lead things off. It'll be 7, 8, and 9 due up here for the Fresno Grizzlies. Pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. 1 and 0. Oh. One ball, no strikes here with the first at-bat of the inning. And now that one fouled directly backwards, so the count now 1-1. Juan Castillo 1-for-8 so far here in this series. Let's go back to Friday night when Castillo last played for this Grizzly team, and now he'll foul that one off to the left side, now 1-2. Juan Castillo struck out swinging in his previous at-bat. Rondo up to 5 strikeouts so far on in the afternoon. 1-2 with no outs. This will be pitch number 56 on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. 6 punch-outs in the ballgame for Denny LaRondo. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So one down in the frame, and to bring up Jason Hinchman to the plate. LaRondo will get ready for the deal home. Here's his pitch, and that one outside for a ball 1-0. Jason Hinchman, 4 home runs and 47 RBIs so far on the year. Jason Hinchman just 0-for-4 so far in this series. In the ballgame that he played in on Friday night when the Ride won 3-2, Hinchman a pair of strikeouts in that ballgame the other night. 1-1 with one away. LaRondo will get ready for the deal here. Working from the windup. Here's his pitch. And that one is outside for a ball. It is 2-1. You look at batter 6-9 so far here in these first three innings of work. They are hitless so far. They haven't even gotten a base runner. It has been 5 of LaRondo's 6 strikeouts to the bottom 4 of the order. With the only ball put in play was Jason Hinchman's fly out into right field. Hinchman currently heading the count 3-1 with one away. Here comes the deal from LaRondo, and that one is outside for ball four, so another walk in this ball game for this Fresno Grizzly team. It is now the fifth walk of the ball game given up by LaRondo, and that walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. It does set up the double play ball as he bring up Ben McCabe to the plate. LaRondo will glance over his shoulder over at first base to get ready for the deal home. And that one is in the dirt for ball one, 1-0. Ben McCabe last played on Friday night as well. In a ball game where he struck out, he was also hit by a pitch. The one-out deal on the way, and that one is in there for a strike. And the count is now 0-1. 1-1, I should say. Ben McCabe, 185, two home runs, and 14 RBIs so far on the season. LaRondo from the middle of the slab. Here's the deal home, and that one's barely in there for a strike. The count is now 1-2. LaRondo looking for his seventh strikeout of the ball game. No balls, two strikes here with one away. LaRondo will stare down Ben McCabe, looking to send it to the bottom half of the fourth inning. He'll look over slightly for a moment with Hinchman at first. The 1-2 deal on the way, and that one is hit to the left side. Santana will take a missile hit over at him, and it'll sit him down in the back seat of his pants, so no play at first. And it will go down as the Grizzlies' second hit of the afternoon. I mean, just a good effort by Ruben Santana to just keep that ball in front of him. That ball was hit on a line, and Santana sat down. He tries to get back up, but by the time he does, there's a runner over on first base. So first and second here for the Grizzlies. They're trying to get some traffic here for back-to-back frames as they had bases loaded and only able to bring across one run in that third inning. And now manager D. Garner is going to make his way out to the mound, and that will be the end of LaRondo's ball game. 100 strikeouts in 2024. He is right, strikeout leader, and he will make his final regular season appearance of the year. Rawhide, go to the bullpen for the first time today. Grizzlies 1, Rawhide 1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Edgar Isaiah's ball game will begin right now as Denny LaRondo is checked out of the ball game. Pitcher change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Denny LaRondo, 3 1/3 innings of work, 2 hits and 1 earned run, 6 walks and 6 strikeouts for the Rawhide right-hander. And he's now up to 102 strikeouts in 2024. The one-out pitch on the way from Isaiah. And that one will miss upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Edgar Isaiah arrives in this ball game 6'3", 185. The 22-year-old right-hander out of El Tigre, Venezuela. A little bit earlier than we're used to seeing Isaiah out of the bullpen. And that one is fouled off to the right side, 1-1. A crucial game right now for Visalia. As they look to cut down the magic number from 6 is what it is at the moment. And with time being 1:05, that means San Jose and Rancho have officially gotten underway over at Excite Ballpark. Here comes the deal at home. Isaiah tries to backhand it. He'll have to quickly get up and throw to first base. McLaughlin, a really nice pick there. That could have been a dangerous ball thrown, but instead it will go down as a hit. So bases are loaded here with one away. And now to bring up the bat of Aiden Longwell to the plate, who had a two-hit day yesterday. He's already got a hit so far in this ballgame. So Tevin Tucker gets the single. You have Ben McCabe at third, Jason Hinchman at second, and Tevin Tucker over at first. So Aiden Longwell will face the right on left matchup right here. And a chance to really turn this game on its head early in the ballgame. And Longwell, a swing and a miss on a ball above the shoelaces. And the count will now move to 0-1. Double play gets you out of the inning. That's all the Rawhide have to think about in a scenario like this. 0-1 with one down. Isaiah's deal home, and that one is in there for a strike. Count now 0-2. So far this year for Aiden Longwell, in runners and scoring position scenarios, he's batting .317 with 25 RBIs. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one is high and outside for ball one, 1-2. Finish him. Bases loaded chance here for the Grizzlies. Here's the deal from Isaiah. Ball bounced in the dirt, so Aiden Longwell will be struck out for the first time in this ballgame. A huge strikeout from Isaiah. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So two down, the defense can go to their normal spots in the infield as it brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate, who leads his Fresno team so far this week with 9 hits. The upcoming two-out pitch on the way. Here's the deal. And Isaiah once again sails that one over the head of the batter, and the count is now 1-0. Braylon Wimmer so far in this ballgame has walked and flown out as well. One ball, no strikes with two away. Here's the deal. And Wimmer will get a piece of that one and foul it off to the right side. They count now 1-1. The numbers for Braylon Wimmer so far this week, with his 9 hits, currently tied for first alongside Emmanuel Vargas of the Inland Empire 66ers. One ball, one strike with two away. Isaiah's pitch is grounded over to shortstop. Terrain will field and toss to second base. The force out, and Isaiah is able to work out of a bases loaded jam. We remain tied 1-1 and through 3.5 innings of work. You're watching Rawhide Baseball at MyTV 53.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making
it happen. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months.
Edgar, he's saying looking good to get out of the inning. And a bases loaded jam. And now we'll get to see the Rawhide offense for the fourth time today. And Dimitri Crisantes will rip it through the left side of the infield, making now 52 straight games for Dimitri Crisantes. And he continues the hitting streak for this Rawhide team. 10 straight games, should say now, for Crisantes with the base hit. So with that, I'll now bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. It's Visalia's second hit of the afternoon. Ortiz popped out to the catcher in his previous at-bat and pulled back the bunt. Crisantes will slide feet first into second base. And the Rawhide, a runner in scoring position here with no outs. So how about that for Crisantes? Into scoring position here for Visalia. And Angel Ortiz, who got his sixth home run of the year, looking for a home run in back-to-back games and tie up the home run lead that currently belongs to Yancel Luis with seven. The upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball. It is 1-1. That stolen base for Dimitri Crisantes is good for his 17th of the season. That is the third most on this Rawhide team, right behind Yancel Luis's 20 and Anderson Rojas's 33. And Ortiz tries to go opposite field and instead barely misses left of the third base chalk. Angel Ortiz batting 306 so far on the year. That 306 clip is good for the highest batting average in the California League. That is above Andy Perez, who got called up to High A Spokane earlier in August. 292. Braylon Wimmer, who we've seen already in this ballgame a few times, a 290 clip. That is the third best batting average. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Here's the pitch from Flesland, and Ortiz gets a piece of that one off the handlebars and fouls it backwards. Visalia, two out of the top 10 in the California League in batting averages. Kenny Castillo is ranked fourth with a .287 clip. He currently awaits on deck. One ball, two strikes, but no outs. Here comes the deal. And Ortiz, a swing and a miss. So he'll be struck out for the first out of the inning. And now it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate.
Gotta run it up, not the one who made the rule. 27,
Kenny Castillo.
Kenny Castillo looking for the RBI opportunity. He's got 54 on the year. That is the second most on this Rawhide team, right behind Drew Jones, who's currently sitting at 60 on the year. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. You look at the 50 RBI category. Only three players on this Rawhide team have 50 or more. That pitch on the way is outside for ball two, 2-0. The only other player in the 50s category is Yancel Luis, who has the exact century marker. 2-0 with one away. Stu Flesland holds at the belt. Now get ready for the deal home as he looks at second. And Castillo, a big swing and a wave, and the count is now 2-1. Kenny Castillo called up to Visalia in the latter half of July of last year. In 2023. 2-1 with one down. Here's the pitch home to Castillo, and that one is upstairs for strike number two. We talk about Kenny Castillo so far during his time with Visalia. It's his fourth year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Last year in 23 games at the single A level, he batted .207. That was 18 hits and four RBIs. Two balls, two strikes with one away. Here comes the deal home to Castillo, and that one is outside for ball three, 3-2. Castillo batting 287 this year. It is the second highest clip of his career. We're back in 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. He batted 295. 3 balls, 2 strikes with one away. Here's a pitch to Castillo. He shoots that one into left field, carrying backwards. And the left field wall is Jason Hinchman just in front of the warning track. He makes a grab. Tagging up from second is Crisantes, and a slide feet first into third base. And they're all hiding 90 feet away from taking their first lead of the night. Crisantes showing off the speed there. And now you got Ruben Santana at the plate, who is currently 0-for-1 in the ballgame. A backspin on that ball. You wondered if it was going to be enough to keep on carrying and leave the yard. Unable to do so. But now you got Ruben Santana at the plate, who is 0-for-1 in the ballgame. Looking for his 48th RBI of the year. First pitch swinging to the left side. It's grabbed by right. He spins and throws to first base. And it is just in time. And this Fresno defense continues to impress this week. One hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner stranded over at third base. At the end of four, Fresno 1, Visalia 1. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo.
Felix Tena will be the new batter to begin this frame. Moving to inning number 5, the pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Felix Tena has walked so far twice in this ballgame, but this time he'll be facing off against a new pitcher in the form of the southpaw, Eric Dominguez. His pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom. And bye-bye, Bugs. No balls, 2 strikes, but no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Dominguez. Here's the deal home. And that one has popped up on the middle infield. Coming by is Crisantes and Torin. And the end of the play, it'll be the Rawhide shortstop who makes the grab. And there's now one down here in the inning. Eric Dominguez so far in 2024, he is 2-1 with a 4.01 ERA. This is his 8th game of the season with the Rawhide. And so far, opponents are batting 217, 24 and 2/3 innings of work, 26 strikeouts so far this year. That pitch is on the outside for ball 1, 1-0.
because we could go to war.
This is a guy in the form of Eric Dominguez who will eat you some innings.
So you better check yourself.
On July 12th, he made his debut at the single-A level against San Jose. That one shot into right field, a long run for Angel Ortiz in right, but it's going to end up landing in the pasture for strike number two. 5 innings of work on that opening night of the series. He struck out 5 batters in that ballgame. He looked very impressive before a 2-run home run was hit in the 8th out at San Jose, and that was the difference maker in that ballgame. 1-1 with one down. Here's Dominguez's pitch. And that one is fouled off to the right side, 1-2. Since then, Dominguez has not gone 5 innings of work, but he has pitched 4 innings on 3 separate occasions, July 30th, August 6th, and August 13th. 1-2 with one away. A batter's timeout called here for Blake Wright, who just made a spectacular play over to third base to keep this a 1-1 ball game. 1-2 with one away. Here's the deal home. And that one will miss outside for ball two, 2-2. Eric Dominguez's shortest outing in a Rawhide uniform. 1 inning of work on August 20th at Inland Empire. That was last week. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. And Blake Wright swinging out of the shoes. He'll be struck out for the first time in this ballgame. There's 2 down here in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Third year as a professional in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. 2022, year one. Spent out of the Dominican Summer League where he was 4-2 with a 2.97 ERA. 1-0 with 2 away, top half of the 5th, and that ball is bounced in the dirt for ball 2, 2-0. You got Tommy Hopfe at the plate who's already struck it out twice so far in this ball game. Both of them were victims of Edgar Isaiah. A 2-0 pitch on the way, and Hopfe will foul that one directly backwards. And the count will move to 2-1. Waiting on deck, you got Juan Castillo. He gets ready to step up to the plate. 2-1 pitch, and that one is swung on and missed once again. The count out 2-2. Harry Dominguez trying to check in inning number 5 and sit down the side in order. 2-2, 2-A. Here comes the deal home, and that one is in the dirt. A nice block there by Alberto Barriga.
About to end this man's whole career.
So count will go full 3-2. Tommy Hopfe looking for his third professional hit. He's 2-for-11 so far this week. Payoff deal, and that one once again fouled off to the left side. We talked about the upcoming schedule for Visalia, a 6-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes next week. Meanwhile, for the Grizzlies, they'll return home tonight, and then they'll travel over to San Jose to face off against the Giants tomorrow on Labor Day. They'll have Tuesday night off before having the rest of the season come to conclusion Wednesday through Sunday. Already the second time this year that San Jose, or third time this year that the Grizzlies have played on a Monday game. Talk about that week of 4th of July, where all the teams had to play on that Monday before the turnaround for the 3-3 split. 3 games at home on the 4th of July with the remainder of the weekend. 3 games flopped. You got a walk there for Tommy Hopfe. Brings up Juan Castillo to the plate. But also on Memorial Day, the Fresno Grizzlies played that day. They were 1 of 4 teams to play on Memorial Day out in May. A 2-out pitch. Allen popped up on the right side. Barriga will lose with the mask. It'll be Ben McLaughlin who will be there for the grab. And the inning will come to a conclusion. So Eric Dominguez faces 4 in inning number 5. And we are halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 1, Rawhide 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Ben McLaughlin at the plate. He'll lead things off here in inning number five. It'll be Ben McLaughlin, Alberto Barriga, and Jefferson Pena due up here in the inning. 1-0, no outs. Here comes Neil Holm, and that one is in there for a strike, 1-1. Officially the bottom half of the fifth inning. So take a look around the California League where only one other game is underway at the moment. The 1-1 deal on the way. Grounded up the middle. Charging in is the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. Throw to first base. Is in time for out number one. Second time in this ball game that McLaughlin has grounded out as they bring up Alberto Barriga to the plate. Head in San Jose. Heading into the bottom of the second, Rancho and San Jose currently tied up 0-0. And then out in Lake Elsinore, they just got underway as well in the bottom of the first. Lake Elsinore and Modesto knotted up 0-0. They got Barriga at the plate. Stepping in for the second time in this ballgame where he's already walked once in this ballgame. And Freslin's pitch is outside for ball 1-1-0. Lastly, out at Stockton, they'll get started at 6:05. Stockton and Inland Empire here on this Sunday afternoon. 1-0 deal on the way to Barriga, and that one fouled directly backwards. And the count will now move to 1-1. San Jose yesterday captured the second half title, so as a result of their second half title, they will play Modesto for a three-game series to determine the California North champions in 2024. Barriga will rip that one through the left side of the infield. He'll round first base. He should get to second easily. It'll be scooped up by Jason Hinchman in left. And it is a 1-out double for Alberto Barriga. Have you been in a collision? Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old-fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. So with the one down, you got Jefferson Pena at the plate. And now two of the three Rawhide hits have come from either Alberto Barriga or Jefferson Pena, who are at the 8 and the 9 hole. Stu Freslin will stare down Jefferson Pena. Freslin looks at second. Here's the deal. And that one is in there for a strike. The count now 0-1. So it's a three-game series in 2 weeks' time with San Jose opening up the three-game series before they'll have a night off and go over to John Thurman Field for games 2 and 3 if necessary. Meanwhile, in the South, it's still up for grabs at the moment. Lake Elsinore captured the first half title. They're currently in first place at the moment. But similar to Modesto, they can't repeat as champions. So as a result, it'll go to the second place finisher, which at the moment is currently the Rawhide, who are one game back. 0-2 pitch on the way. Pena will drive it into right field. Tana will be there for the grab. Barriga will tag up and go to third. And it'll be cut off by Braylon Wimmers. So now the Rawhide once again, a runner 90 feet away from making this a 2-1 game. And now we go back to the top of the order here for Christopher Torin. So with two down in the inning, you got Christopher Taurine getting ready to step up to the plate. Taurine batting 253 with four home runs and 46 RBIs. Two out pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And Taurine watches that one miss outside for ball one, 1-0. Well, yesterday the Rawhide English class came to a conclusion. The class was divided into both a English beginner class and an English intermediate class. The 1-0 pitch on the way swung on and missed, 1-1. 11 different Rawhide players participated in the 2024 class, including Christopher Taurine, who was named one of two Rising Star Awards among his peers. So congratulations to Christopher Taurine on the award. He fouls that one backwards. The count now 1-2 with two away. Other awards for within the class, Modifi Marte, the Dedication and Commitment Award. Anderson Rojas, who awaits on deck, he was gifted the Academic Excellence Award. 1-2 pitch on the way to Taurine. He'll lift that one into center field. It'll drop in for a base hit, and Visalia has their first lead of the night. It is 2-1 here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Taurine off the edge of the bat, drives it into the middle, and drops it right in front of Tommy Hotvey. It took 4.5 innings of work for Visalia to take their first lead. And now it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. Second RBI of the ball game here for Taurine. So now pickoff attempt at first, as Luslin's pickoff attempt unable to be successful. So you got Anderson Rojas, who is 0-2 so far in the ball game. He has struck out and grounded out once in this ball game. The two-out pitch on the way will have to hold off once again. A late read by Taurine as he's able to dive back in there safely. Down in the frame. He got the left-on-left matchup here for Anderson Rojas, and he fouls that one off to the left side. Final award for the 2024 English class, Adrian DeLeon was named a rising star alongside his teammate Christopher Taurine. No balls, one strike with two away, and Rojas will take that one inside for ball one, 1-1. 1-1, one strike with two away. Pleslin holds at the belt. And get ready for the deal home. Taurine in motion. Throw down to second. And the tag is applied, but it is not in time. A stolen base for Taurine. And the Rawhide have another runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A good jump by Taurine. A good throw as well for Juan Castillo. But the stolen bag will give another runner in scoring position opportunity here for the Hyde, who are currently 1-7 in this ballgame. 1-2 pitch, and Rojas gets a piece of it and fouls it back to the left side. Stu Pleslin closing in on his 70 pitches in this ballgame. That was pitch number 68, and that stolen base for Taurine is his 13th of the season. 1-2. Pleslin working with the runner in scoring position. Here's the deal home. Rojas underneath it, and he'll pop it up on the right side. Underneath it is Aiden Longwell. He'll make the grab, and the inning will come to conclusion, but not before Visalia takes their first lead of the afternoon. Two hits, one run, no errors, and one runner left on base. Visalia 2, Fresno 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander, or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through...
Welcome back to Raw A to Baseball. Moving to the top half of inning number six. Raw A have a 2-1 lead over their rival up north, the Fresno Grizzlies. Pitch home from Dominguez. First pitch swinging is lifted into center field, and Anderson Rojas will have an easy read on that one. He'll be underneath it for the grab. One down here in the inning. Brings up Ben McCabe to the plate. There, Dominguez, a quick out here. And trying to inch this ball game that much closer to the Rawhide. Only needing three wins at most next week against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. So the scenarios go for next week. As we get ready for the pitch, here's the deal home. That one on the outside corner for ball one, 1-0. Here we go. So if Visalia wins this afternoon and Fresno loses, the Rawhide will only need two wins next week against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. The 1-0 pitch, that one's in there for a strike, 1-1. However, if the San Jose Giants win and Visalia wins, so both the Quakes, if the Quakes lose and the Rawhide win, the Rawhide will only need, the Rawhide will need two wins next week. If the Rawhide lose and Rancho wins, then it would be three games required for the Rawhide to make the postseason. So either way, it is promising looking for the Rawhide, but they still have to take care of business over the next couple of games. And now that one is in there for a strike, 2-2. You talk about this, the season series so far this year for the Visalia Rawhide. They've only lost one series against the Quakes. A 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's popped up into right center. Crisantes will retreat back into outfield, and he'll make the grab for two-way and send it back to the top of the order in the form of Tevin Tucker. But that was a series on May 7th through the 12th when the Rawhide were at home. It was the first time they faced Rancho in that ball game. But since then, Visalia has yet to lose a series to the Quakes, with their closest being a 3-3 tie June 4th through the 9th. That pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Rawhide won 4 out of 6 against Rancho on the weekend of 4th of July. And then when the Quakes were last in town, the Rawhide beat them 4 out of 6 as well. That was August 13th through the 18th. So now a 1-1 count here with two-way from Eric Dominguez. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one is... Oh, for ball 2-2-1. Two balls, one strike with 2A. Here comes the deal from Dominguez. And that one's a slow ground ball that will be scooped up by the Rawhide pitcher. He'll throw to first base. And McLaughlin has to go low to make the grab, but he's able to make the play. It's a 3-up, 3-down frame for Eric Dominguez. We head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Visalia leads Fresno 2-1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFL.
Play for the high, number 19, Demetrius.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Joey Gonzalez with you here for the regular season home finale. Rawhide currently lead this ball game 2-1 as they're looking for the series win against the Fresno Grizzlies. They currently have a 3-2 series advantage thanks to a narrow win last night against the Grizzlies. Final score last night's ball game 6-3. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is hit to the right side. It'll be scooped up by the first baseman, Aiden Longwell, and a step on first base for the out. As I say, tight ball game yesterday. The Rawhide had to work for that final out of the ball game. Brett Cumbis, who got on base, and then it was Aiden Longwell who's threatening to get runners on first and second and bring up the tying run in the form of Caleb Hobson. However, Rio Britton was able to record three strikeouts and get out of the ball game. It is the third save of the series that has featured two or more strikeouts. We'll talk about Alexis Lobano's save on Wednesday night, struck out the side. And Lobano's second save of the series on Thursday, he struck out two batters. And then Rio Britton last night, striking out three batters and two and a third innings of work. 1-1 with one away. Here comes the deal home. And Ortiz fouls that one off to the left side. Manager D. Gardner trying to use the minimum amount of pitchers that he needed in yesterday's ball game. And today, you got Eric Dominguez is a guy who can likely get you into the eighth or the ninth inning. And now striking out on the outside corner is Angel Ortiz. Third time he's been sat down in this ball game. Second strike out of the ball game. And now brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate for Stu Fleslin, who's working into his sixth inning of work. And you think with Lobano getting the night off yesterday, you think that if the Rawhide are in a save opportunity, you would likely expect for Lobano to come in for his third save of the series. One ball, no strikes, a two-way. Leslin working from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and Kenny will poke that one foul. It's 1-1. Finish up the scores around the California League. And a Lake Elsinore 3-1 lead over Modesto. The 6:05 start time for Stockton and Inland Empire. 1-1 in the top of the third between San Jose and Rancho. Kenny will ground this one over first base. A slow roller picked up by Aiden Longwell. He'll step on first base for the out, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Mycelia sat down in order in the sixth, and we head to inning number seven. Grizzlies trail the Rawhide 2-1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of the seventh inning where Eric Dominguez remains on the mound. So far in this ballgame, he's faced seven batters, and only one of them have gone on base via the walk. It was Tommy Hopvee. Got Aiden Longwell stepping up to the plate, and he'll take that one downstairs for ball two, 2-0. Longwell so far in this ballgame, a walk, a single, and a strikeout. Here comes the deal home, and that one is downstairs for a ball, and the count is now 3-0. Aiden Longwell, a .310 batting average so far this year with the Grizzlies, and he'll take that one in there for a strike. The count is now 3-1. Pitch on the way to Longwell, and he'll take that one inside for ball 4-5 pitch walk. It'll be Dominguez's second walk of the ballgame, and it will bring up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So we got Braylon Wimmer, who so far in this ballgame is 0-2 with a walk. Dominguez gets ready for the deal home. The upcoming pitch on the way. Nice bunt over to the left side. Ruben Santana will pick and throw to first base. And that is out number one. So the sack bunt will advance a runner into scoring position. And bring up Felix Tina to the plate. So with one down here in the frame, a runner in scoring position for a Fresno team who's 1-for-5 in these opportunities in this ballgame. A glance at second, here's the deal home, and that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Felix Tena has walked twice in this ballgame. He's also flown out over to shortstop. Big out needed right here for Eric Dominguez. 1-0 with one away. And here's a pitch. That one fouled directly backwards. It's now 1-1. Got Blake Wright awaiting on deck as well. They're all high, just eight outs away from bringing the magic number down to 5. 1-1 with one away. Dominguez stares down Tana. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Dominguez, and that one is hit into right field. And playing it perfectly is Angel Ortiz in right. There's two away here in the inning. It's a Rawhide pitching staff so far in this ballgame. 8 strikeouts and 8 walks, even 8-8 ratio. And now it brings up Blake Wright to the plate in a ballgame where he is 0-2. Blake Wright struck out swinging back in the fifth. He also walked back in the third. Got the runner in scoring position, Aiden Longwell. A glance at second for Dominguez. Here's the pitch home, and that one is downstairs for a ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two-way here in the top half of the seventh inning.
So you better check yourself.
Right bats from the right side, the right on left matchup. And that one is fouled backwards, so the count will now move to 1-1.
Come on, twinkle, twinkle, baby, twinkle, twinkle.
Blake Wright so far since joining this Fresno team, batting .375 with runners in scoring position. That is 7 games worth in 16 at-bats. The 1-1 pitch on the way to right, and that one's a bit outside for ball two, two, and one.
Bobby.
He's also had 8 at-bats with runners in scoring position, 2 outs. Porter Betts 375 as well, with 4 of his 12 RBIs coming in 2-out scenarios. 2-1 pitch, that one is popped up. Backing up is Torin into very deep center now at that point, and Anderson Rojas will give way. He'll make the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Once again, only one batter able to get on against Eric Dominguez. We head to the bottom half of the seventh inning. Visalia leads Fresno 2-1 heading into the seventh inning stretch. You're watching Raleigh Baseball on MyTV 53.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom seven we go. Visalia looking for insurance right now. It is Ruben Santana, Ben McLaughlin, and Alberto Barriga. 6-7-8 do up in the frame. And that one is in there for a strike 0-1. A new pitcher in the ballgame for Fresno is the right-hander Hunter Omelid. This pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom. And bye-bye, Bugs. That pitch, 1-1, moves the count. So Stu Flesland's ballgame officially comes to a conclusion after 6 innings of work, 4 hits, and 2 earned runs. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Santana. That one is grounded over to shortstop. It'll be picked up by Wimmer, and his toss to first base is in time, and it is the third ground out of the ball game for Ruben Santana as we get ready to go through the numbers for Hunter Omelid. Just one game. It was earlier this week. 2 innings of work, 1 hit, and no earned runs, 5 strikeouts, and a walk. Omelid looking to repeat the success that he had just a couple of nights ago here at Valley Strong Ballpark. It's a ball game that the Grizzlies went on to win, final score 11-2. That was Thursday night's ball game. A ball game that featured Brian Mayna, Hill, Handy, and Omelid. 1-0 with one away. McLaughlin will get ready for the deal. Omelid's deal home, and that one is grounded to the right side. In there is Tevin Tucker, and he'll be there for the grab and the throw in time. So now Ben McLaughlin has been sat down on 3 straight ground outs, and I bring Alberto Barriga to the play, who's gone on base twice in this game. Alberto Barriga has been the only Rawhide player on this team that has gotten on base twice tonight. He's reached off of a walk and on a double. He scored a run on both of those two occasions. With 2 down in the frame, Barriga gets ready for the deal. Here comes the pitch, And that one is downstairs for ball one, 1-0. Hunter Omelet, the former Arizona State Sun Devil. And he'll get ready for the deal here in just a moment. 1-0, 2-A. And Barriga will take that one in there for a strike, 1-1. Omelet, the 24-year-old right-hander out of Missoula, Montana. It's ready for the deal home. Barriga will hit that one into left field. It was off the edge of the bat and breaks it. And that one will be caught by the left fielder, Jason Hinchman, for the out. So Omelet comes in and sits down the ride in order. We send it to inning number 8, Visalia, a narrow 2-1 lead. You're watching All Hide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month. Toyota. Let's go places.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los 2 en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of the eighth inning. Or it'll be Luke Craig to... be on the mound for Visalia. He comes in for relief for the relief pitcher, Eric Dominguez. First pitch of the at-bat on the way, and that one is on the inside corner. It is in there for a strike, 0-1. Right, 6 outs away from bringing the magic number down to 5. As Luke Craig's pitch misses outside for ball one, 1-0. We'll go through the numbers here for Eric Dominguez in today's ball game. 3 innings of work, 2 walks, and a strikeout for Dominguez. Those 2 walks were the only 2 base runners to get on in those 3 innings of work for Dominguez. And the count now 1-2 here for Luke Craig, a former UNC Wilmington Seahawk. 1-2 with no outs. Tommy Hopvey at the plate. They'll get ready for the deal home, and that one is sent into center field. Anderson Rojas is able to get there in time, and there's one down here in the inning. The Rawhide have now sat down 4 straight batters. This pitch and change brought to you by ResCon Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCon, and bye-bye, Bugs. Luke Craig trying to get this team that much closer to winning this ball game as Juan Castillo steps up to the plate. He's 0-3 in the ball game, and Castillo first pitch swinging fouled off to the right side. Luke Craig, 6'2", 205, the 23-year-old southpaw out of Dothan, Alabama. Drafted in the 7th round of the 2024 MLB draft. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Craig, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. A 2-1 ball game as Luke Craig gets ready for the deal home. He's already had one save in a Rawhide uniform as that one is fouled off to the left side. The count now 1-2.
Hello.
Last time we saw Luke Craig, 3 days ago on August 30th. A ball game that Luke Craig ended up going an inning of work and had two strikeouts. One ball, two strikes with one away. Here's the deal home. And that one's inside as it hit Castillo. It does. It's going to be a hit batsman and advance the put a runner on first here with one away. Brings up Jason Hinchman to the plate in a ball game where he is 0-2 with a walk in this ball game as well. Official announced attendance here on this final game of the season at home. 1,934 fans. That pitch is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Jason Hinchman batting .231 with four home runs and 47 RBIs so far on the year. Here's the pitch, foul, ground ball to the third base side. Santana turns to second for one, down to first base. It is not in time. It bounced right on the top of the third base bag. So it'll be a fielder's choice for Jason Hinchman. Now two down here in the inning brings up Ben McCabe to the plate. Ben McCabe so far in this ball game, he is 1-3. So Luke Craig will stare down Ben McCabe as he gets ready for the upcoming deal. Here's the deal home, and he has a slide out of the way of that pitch, so the count will now move to 1-0. One ball, no strikes with two away. Upcoming deal, that one's hit to the right side. Crisantas will field, toss to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Luke Craig puts up a spotless eighth inning, and we head to the bottom half of the frame. Visalia leads Fresno 2-1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Making it happen.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh shoot, make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third generation family.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of the eighth inning where Jefferson Pena will lead things off. First pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. It'll be Jefferson Pena followed by Christopher Torin, Anderson Rojas, 9-1-2 due up here in this eighth as they're already looking to add on a couple insurance runs. Pena will foul tip that one back into the glove, and the count is now 1-1. So we have reached the final home game of the regular season and couldn't go home without announcing the top five best games of the year. An honorable mention in there as well, and I guess we'll go. I am not going to put them in order, but I'll go definitely from the furthest game back to the most present. As we go first with the top five game of the year, May 29th against the Inland Empire 66ers, a day following when the Rawhide came back from their largest comeback of the season, 8 runs to defeat the 66ers 13-12. The following night, it took walk-off fashion as well, as Jefferson Pena is struck out here, as there's one down here in the inning as we go back to the top of the order for Christopher Torin. But that following night, the Rawhide tied up into the bottom half of the ninth inning. It was a 6-6 ball game in an 0-1 count with two-way. Angel Ortiz recorded his first of 6 home runs of the year on a no-doubt home run over to the pasture. In right field, the one-out pitch on the way, swung on and missed for Tureen. The iconic home run call, flipped the bat, and all that ball is gone. It was a home run call for that one. So that was one of the top five games of the year. You move on a little bit later on June 11th against the Modesto Nuts. Drew Jones, a walk-off home run against the best team in the California League, a ball that would bounce off of the roof of the barn in right center field. 0-2 with one away. Here's the pitch to Torin, and that one's in the dirt. A good block there by the catcher, Juan Castillo. Two nights later, this necessarily wasn't anything that really happened on the field, but on June 13th against the Modesto Nuts, the Rawhide would win their third straight game of that series, but it was a little bit of an unorthodox ball game. 1-2 pitch on the way. Just one batter into the ball game. Michael Arroyo would get on base. And then right after that, the power would go out inside a Valley Strong ballpark. And they played the game. No scoreboard, no pitch clock, old-fashioned baseball. No sound effects in the ballpark as well. That one is upstairs for ball 3-3-2. And the fans were really involved in that game. There were the chanting going along. Myself, along with PA announcer Joe Ross, we announced the ad reads that were read throughout the ballpark. We announced the batters that were stepping up to the plate. So it was kind of an old-fashioned baseball feel, and everybody stayed for the duration of that ball game. And on top of that, Caden Grice threw a career high in strikeouts in that ball game. So it was a career high night for Caden Grice with the cameras off, but it's still a good ball game to come out to, and definitely an experience that it was unlike anything I'd ever been to. The payoff pitch on the way. And it's going to be a pitch clock violation against the pitcher. So now a one-out base runner in the form of Tureen will bring Anderson Rojas to the plate. That one brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So we've gone through 3 games so far in the top five of 2024. You have the walk-off home run from Angel Ortiz against the Inland Empire 66ers. You have the walk-off home run from Drew Jones against the best team in the California League. One-out pitch grounded up the middle. The glove is lost, so the only play is at first. And the toss is over there in time. There's two down in the inning as it brings up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Green will advance over to second base. Take a look at the replay there. And the ball is hit so hard it knocks Omelette's glove off of his hand. So with two down in the frame, you got Demetrio Crisantes at the plate, who is 1-for-3 in the ball game. The remaining 2 games, and this is probably the top game of the year, July 4th against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes with 2 runners on, 2 strikes for Demetrio Crisantes, and 2 outs. Demetrio goes yard, a no-doubt home run over the left field wall, and the place was buzzing. One of the largest crowds of the season, 3,004 on the 4th of July. That is the second largest attended Rawhide game at home in 2024, right behind yesterday's fan appreciation night. That was 3,197 fans. One ball, no strikes, 2-way here to Demetrio. One ball, no strikes, 2 down for Demetrio Crisantes. Here's the deal home, And Demetrio will lift that one into center field. Coming in is Tommy Hopvey in center, and he'll have enough time to make the grab, and the inning will come to conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. Three outs to get for the Rawhide to cut down the magic number to five. It is a regular season home finale at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 2, Grizzlies 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our...
The time is now for Alexis Lobano. First pitch on the way, and that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Alexis Lobano looking to go 3-for-3 and save opportunities here this week against the Fresno Grizzlies. He's got a save on Wednesday and Friday night, and he's looking to get his third one here on this Sunday afternoon. This pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a strike, 2-1. Alexis Lobano so far this week, 5 strikeouts, 7 batters faced, 2 saves during that time. 2-1 with no outs. Here's a pitch from Lobano, and that one is outside for ball 3, 3-1. You take a look at the ball game on Friday night for Alexis Lobano. When he recorded the save, he walked just one batter. Does he go around? He does not. So just like that, the tying run is at the plate in the form of Tevin Tucker. We talk about the numbers for Lobano so far in 2024. 4-5 with a 5.40 ERA. This is his 32nd game of the season, and he's the team leader in saves with 8 on the year. Lobano will get ready for the deal here in just a moment. Here's the deal home, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. You look at the ball game on Friday night, Lobano 2 strikeouts in that ball game. And an 0-1 count here. Aiden Longwell will get ready for the deal home. A guy who had a double and a single in yesterday's ball game with 3 strikeouts. And he's out in front of that one and fouls it off to the left side. It is 0-2. No No balls and two strikes. It's a Rawhide team who leads the California League in double plays with 117 so far on the season. A top three fielding percentage team in the league, the Fresno Grizzlies are ranked first. No balls, two strikes, and no outs. Labano will stare down Aiden Longwell. Working from the right side of the slab, Labano's deal home on the way, and that one's just a bit upstairs for ball one, 1-2. Aiden Longwell, 5 hits so far in the series. He's gone on base on 3 separate occasions here tonight. 1 ball, 2 strikes, and no outs. Tevin Tucker is at first base. Here comes the deal from Labano, and that one is sent into center field. Anderson Rojas comes charging in. He'll have enough time to make the grab, and there is out number one. Visalia needs 2 more outs to bring down the magic number to 5, and Alexis Labano will now face off against Braylon Wimmer. Anderson Rojas had to show off the wheels for a moment, but he was able to get there in time, one away. You got Braylon Wimmer at the plate, who's gone on base just once in this ball game. He is 0-2 in the game. With one down, here's the pitch. Wimmer thought about it, but he's able to keep the bat on his shoulders, and the count will now move to 1-0.
What? What? What?
1 ball, no strikes with one away. Labano will shake off the first pitch from Barriga. Here's the deal home, and that one is outside for a ball. It is now 2-0. You got Tevin Tucker over at first. The upcoming pitch on the way from Labano. This will be number 12, and that ball is sent into center field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Tucker will round second base. He'll hold up there, and now runners on first and second. It's the most traffic that Labano has allowed this week. We'll see how Labano is able to respond to this right now. He still have a force out at any base. They got Felix Tana, who is 0-2 so far in the ballgame. But before that one will happen, we'll have the pitching coach Tyler Mark make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So you got Felix Tana getting ready to step up to the plate. In a ball game where he has flown out twice, once to short and once into right field. So T-Mark will make his way back to the Rawhide dugout as ready to resume play once again. Felix Tana, in the month of August, he had the most hits on this Fresno team. 27 hits in the month of August. And a swing and a miss. The count is now 0-1. Rawhide pitching so far in today's ball game. They have been able to strike out 8 batters. Labano looking for 2 more right now. 0-1 with one away. Here's the deal home. Swing and a miss for Tana. Nearly pops off the helmet. It's 0-2. Felix Tana will use the batter's timeout. He'll step out of the batter's box and recuperate. Blake Wright awaits on deck. He's had 2 home runs so far in the series. That leads both teams. No balls and 2 strikes with 1 down. Labano will stare down Felix Tana. 0-2 with 1 away. Here comes the deal home, and that one is popped up on the right side and foul. Tana has 55 RBIs on the year, with 5 of those coming via the long ball. At second base, you have Tevin Tucker. Braylon Wimmer is at first. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here comes the deal from Labano. He misses outside on a slider, and now a pickoff attempt at second, and Tucker is able to dive back head first in there safely. Same feeling as last night. Rio Britton had to work for those final 3 outs in the 9th inning. 1-2 with 1 away. The glance at second. Both runners in motion. Throw down to third base. Attack! And it is in time! Tevin Tucker is caught stealing on the double steal attempt. 2 down in the frame. And now manager Steve Solis is going to make his way out to the first base umpire. Steve Solis has made his voice known over the last 2 days, and a beautiful throw there from Alberto Barriga. Fresno is down to their final strike of the ball game. There is Steve Solis making his way back over to the first base side, and he has just been thrown out of the ball game. Yeah, the stoppage in play here, as you just saw the home plate umpire, Zach Kovic, make the gesture, and now he's coming over to have a word with Solis once again. What a time in the ball game. There's two balls, two strikes, a two-way.
What is your problem?
So Solis has a word with Zach Kovic. And Solis walks his way back over to the first base dugout.
Seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah,
that is weird. So we'll have the pause before Felix Tena gets ready to step up. It was not Solis thrown out. It was the ejection of the base runner, Devin Tucker. After he was voicing his disagreement with the out on the caught stealing. So we will have to wait for Devin Tucker to make his way down to the third base line. Two balls, two strikes, a two-way. Runners on first and second here for the Fresno Grizzlies. And Alexis Lobano, he can feel it in the veins. Just one more strike to capture this series win against the team up north on 99. Tano will get ready to step back up to the plate once again. Two in, two and two-way. Four hits apiece for both Fresno and Visalia. It's a 2-1 ball game and the regular season home finale. 2-2 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the right side. Way out in front was Dana. That ball was off the very front end of the bat. Lobano this close to his third save of the week. He's trying to go 3-for-3 right here. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Runner in scoring position is Braylon Wimmer. Lobano holds at the chest. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the right side once again. Just like last night against Rio Britton. It's a Fresno team who is making it a difficult final out for Lobano to get right here. 2-2, a two-way. The Rawhide lead this ballgame 2-1 for the series win. Upstairs, and Tana does not go around. The count is now 3-2. To decide the series right here. A payoff pitch with two-way. Here's the deal home, and that one is high and inside, ball four. So after the ejection, the caught stealing, all of that, Felix Tena will draw the walk, and there are now runners on first and second. So to bring up Blake Wright, the former Clemson Tiger, to the plate. We talked about his numbers during his time at Clemson. A year where he finished off with 22 home runs his previous spring.
Yes, sir. My name is Blake.
Blake Wright is 0-for-3 in the ballgame with a walk. The two-out pitch on the way, and that one's going to hit right in the helmet. And just like that, bases will be loaded for Fresno. And it will bring up the former Fresno State Bulldog, Tommy Hotvey, to the plate with bases loaded. So Braylon Wimmer will go to third off the hit by pitch. Felix Tena will go to second. And Tommy Hotvey will step up to the plate. There are two outs here in the inning. Tommy Hotvey is 0-for-3 in the ball game with a walk. And now Alberto Barriga, the Rawhide catcher, will make his way out to the mound. And Torin will come in to join him as well. What a time for a bases-loaded scenario. Fresno has had bases loaded just once in this ball game, and they were only able to bring across one run. It was Aiden Longwell who came home to score. Fresno so far in this ball game with runners in scoring position. They are 1-for-7 for Visalia. They are 1-for-9. Two down here in the frame. Alexis Lobano will hold at the chest. Here's the deal home. And Hoppy's jammed up. He'll foul it off to the left side 0-1, and once again, Lobano is two strikes away from closing out this ball game. 0-1 with two-way. The local kid trying to make his magic right here. The 0-1 pitch on the way. Hoppy to the right side. It'll be scooped up by Crisantes, and his toss to first base is in time. The magic number is down to 5. Rock the baby, Alexis Lobano. You are 3-for-3 in save opportunities this series.
Now,
Visalia captures the series 4-2, and the Rawhide now will only need 3 wins at most next week against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes as they look to make the postseason for the first time since 2019. Final score tonight, Visalia, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for the Grizzlies, they had 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. For MyTV 53 broadcast, we enjoyed having you alongside this season, and the Rawhide just need 3 more wins to host a playoff game in a little over a week time right here at Valley Strong Ballpark against the first half champions, the Lake Elsinore Storm. What a 2024 season it has been. A big thank you to MyTV 53 for the opportunity to broadcast these 29 games at home this season. We get ready to wrap things up at VisaliaRawhide.com. Visalia is victorious in the series and in the game. Final score 2-1. We'll be right back at VisaliaRawhide.com for MyTV 53. Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ride fans, what a year it's been. 65 home games, a 131 game calendar, and what a way for the regular season to come to a conclusion here in downtown Visalia. The Ride with a nail biter 2-1 win over the Fresno Grizzlies here on this Sunday afternoon, and we go through the bowl game from the top. Fresno did get on the board first, but it wasn't until the top half of the third inning. It would be Denny Larondo who would walk in and run. Aiden Longwell would come home to score, and the Fresno Grizzlies had a 1-0 lead, but the Rawhide, as they've done all series long, whatever one punch was thrown by the Grizzlies, they had the counter move, and they had the little uppercut as well. Bottom half of the fourth inning, bottom half of the third inning, it would be Ben McLaughlin who would ground out. Alberto Barriga would draw a walk. Jefferson Pena would single. And then a 6-3 RBI ground out from Torin would tie the ball game up 1-1. In today's ball game, both runs were scored by Alberto Barriga as he fast forward 2 innings later. In the bottom half of the fifth, the Ride would tack on another run. It would be both a double and a single. A single from Torin, a double from Alberto Barriga. He would score the run. Christopher Torin, he would have 2 RBIs on the ball game. And then after that, it was a pitcher's battle where Eric Dominguez would end up coming in for a lead for Edgar Isaiah. 3 innings of work, a pair of walks, and a strikeout. Tonight, Visalia pitching combined for 8 strikeouts and 10 walks. But at the end of the day, all that matters is they pulled off the win because Alexis Lobano came in the top half of the ninth inning. He faced the most traffic he's seen all series long with bases loaded and 2 outs. He gets a 4-3 ground out to get game, set, and match and win the series not only 4-2, but they win the ball game final score 2-1. Winning pitcher today Eric Dominguez. Meanwhile, Stu Freslin receives losses 2 and 3, and Alexis Lobato, the team leader in saves, picks up his 9th of the year. We'll get ready to step aside. When we come back, we'll update you on the score out in San Jose at an Excite Ballpark. Visalia takes game 6 of the series, final score 2-1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Man really loves his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. The Rawhide and the Grizzlies will split the series this year 4 games apiece here on this series finale at Valley Strong Ballpark. Taking a look around the California League scoreboard out in San Jose, the Giants currently have a 5-1 lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quake. If that result stays fair, the Rawhide will bring down the magic number to 4. With 6 games left to go in the season, that means all the Rawhide will need to clinch the second half, or to clinch a playoff spot, is 2 wins out at Lone Mark Field next week against the Rancho Cucamonga Quake. Meanwhile, at the end of 4, Lake Elsinore and Modesto, a 4-4 ball game heading into the 5th, and then at 6:05, it'll be Stockton and Inland Empire. Moving around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization at the high A level, Hillsboro currently trails the Vancouver Canadiens 5-3. That ball game's in the bottom of the 5th. Meanwhile, at the AA level, they'll get started at 4:05 p.m., and then at the AAA level, it'll be the Albuquerque Isotopes and Reno Aces starting at in a 7-2 ball game in the top half of the 8th inning. Talking about next week, it'll be Eric Swan on the mound on Tuesday night for Rancho. Meanwhile, for Visalia, it'll be the southpaw Nate Savino. At most, at the worst-case scenario, the Rawhide will need to win 3 games next week. At base-case scenario, San Jose is able to close out tonight's ball game. The Rawhide will just need 2 wins out at Lone Mart Field, and they still are in the running to clinch the second-half title, where they only trail 1 game behind the Lake Elsinore Storm. But Lake Elsinore, who won the first half title, leads to Visalia being the next team in line to make the playoff spot. If that is the case, the Rawhide will have a Tuesday night home game following the September 8th season finale out at Lone Mart Field. So a Tuesday home game on September 10th right here at Valley Strong Ballpark. But the Rawhide need at least 3 more wins to make that come true. Final score tonight here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide, a narrow 2-1 game. Rawhide, 2 runs, 4 hits, no errors. For the Grizzlies, 1 run, 4 hits, and no errors. It was Eric Dominguez who pulled off the win. He's now 3-1 with a 3.58 ERA. Meanwhile, Stu Freslin falls to 2-3 with a 3.92 ERA. Alexis Lobato picked up his team-leading 9th save of the year. It took us 2 hours and 14 minutes to play in front of a crowd of 1,934 fans. Tuesday night's ball game is a 6:30 first pitch. That means we'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Visalia Rawhide, the Rawhide on Facebook. Visalia, you're that much closer to your first playoff appearance since 2019. Until we talk on Tuesday night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.